In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy. And we commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. Gracious God, whose gift of life fills each moment with promise, we give you thanks for the morning past and its fulfillment in your purposes, and the continued promise of your presence for all that lies ahead. Now, God, we thank you for the sunshine that we feel today. If we venture outside, we can feel the warmth on our skin, and we thank you for the change of seasons. We thank you that winter has turned to spring, and spring will soon be turning to summer. And we thank you for that. We thank you that if this awful pandemic had to happen at any time, perhaps it's better happening now than during the course of a winter. And we give you thanks for all the good things that we've learned about our world. We thank you for the reduction in pollution. We thank you for the knowledge that it's given us that how quickly things can change for the better. We thank you for what we've learned about ourselves. We thank you for the time that we have been able to spend thinking about who we are and who you are. And we thank you that you are a loving God, a God who's created all things and who wants the best for us and who is for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we pray, forgive our wayward steps and call us afresh to your way. In work and recreation, thought, word and action, guide our steps, that we might walk to the rhythm of the Spirit. Greet friend and stranger with glad hospitality of heart, and live to your praise and glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so we come to our reading, a short reading today from Genesis chapter 12, the call of Abraham. The Lord had said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on earth will be blessed through you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our God. That blessing has come to us through Israel, and through Israel, God has sent us Jesus to be our Messiah, and we give thanks for God sending his Son. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we bring before God our prayers for the world. And we pray for those with whom we have spoken, texted, emailed, Zoomed, those we carry on our hearts and for whom we have a concern. We pray for all that the afternoon will hold, the planned and the unexpected interruptions. We pray for those walks that we'll take later, for the meals we'll share in our household, or the meals we'll eat on our own, for those whom we'll pass by, perhaps crossing to the other side of the road, but we'll maybe nod or wave a hand in acknowledgement. We pray for those whose grace we seek, who allow us to cross when we're out. Cars that whose drivers behave with more respect and kindness in these days. And we pray for our world, our church, our circle of friends, and our family. And we pray for those who are frontline workers, that may be frontline in ways that we don't recognize, we don't see. Those who keep the wheels turning, those who pack the goods that the delivery drivers bring, those who work in our supermarkets, those who work in the fields, care for the animals, the cows, the sheep, the pigs. For them, life is a little different in terms of the work they have to do, and we pray for them. We pray too for those who are carrying on working, but now working from home and are finding that difficult. For those who are worried about the future, about their jobs, for those who are working in a household where there is illness. We pray for those who are recovering from surgery, those who are waiting the results of tests, those who are continuing with hospital treatment, those who are bereaved. We pray for those who are sitting exams, particularly remember Rachel at this time, having to sit exams in very unusual circumstances with Mum as invigilator. Pray for our young people who are waiting for the results of the exams that they've not sat, results that will be given them by their teachers. We pray for wisdom and fairness there. We pray for events that would be happening at this time and will still be happening, but in very different form. We think of the Thy Kingdom Come time of prayer that would be ending, but that will be ending at Pentecost this year. We pray for Doral Hayes, our facilitator for Hearts and Beds for Churches Together in England, and we pray for her as she plans for the virtual events that are going to be taking place. We pray for Adrian Worley, our Christian Aid representative locally, and we pray for Christian Aid Week, which is the week coming up. We will be thinking about Christian Aid on Sunday week, Sunday the 17th, at the end of that week. And we pray for these organisations that would be relying upon weeks like this for receiving their funds. And we pray that people will still be able to give generously, even in these unusual times. And so we come to the end of our prayers. May your grace fill us, your spirit uphold us, and your word direct our steps. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.